Thank you and good morning. The police power of Hoopa Tribal Police has been revoked as of Wednesday after the Sheriff's Office suspended its memorandum of understanding between the county and the tribe due to a lack of qualified officers from the Tribal Police Department to fulfill the Sheriff's state-mandated duties on tribal lands. Instead, the Sheriff's Office has increased the number of personnel serving Hoopa and Willow Creek to 8, with 6 patrol deputies along with a corporal and a sergeant. By mid-October, the area will be fully staffed. The Sheriff's Office has scheduled 2 community meetings, one at the American Legion Hall in Hoopa on October 6th and the second at the VFW Hall on the 7th in Willow Creek. Sheriff Mike Downey and staff will be on hand to update residents on the changes as well as to answer any questions. Forest officials with the Six Rivers National Forest noted this week that recent rains have helped dampen the ongoing fire season that saw hundreds of thousands of acres of forest land burn this summer. The Gasky complex still has 2 active fires that are nearing full containment, but the spread has been checked and less than 200 personnel remain assigned. To the south, Cal Fire has gained on the Valley Fire that ripped through Lake County. Damage assessment teams remain on scene, and there are still plenty of road closures in the fire area that stretch across more than 76,000 acres. Federal emergency funding has been made available to affected residents. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report for a 73-year-old Alameda resident who traveled to Trinity County to hunt. David Hoy was reported missing on Wednesday night, and according to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, his last known location was near Cold Springs in southern Trinity. Hoy had left his vehicle and camp and walked into the woods to hunt on Wednesday, but never returned. Deputies, forest personnel, and a CHP helicopter searched the area and roads in the immediate area on Wednesday night and resumed the search on Thursday morning, but Hoy remains missing. Residents in Eureka, particularly those in downtown and Old Town near the waterfront, should be aware that there will be street closures due to the annual waterfront run this weekend. Streets along Waterfront Drive will be closed from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday as runners begin the race at 11 o'clock. Runners will start the race and fitness fair in front of Eureka Natural Foods, head west on 15th Street and then north along Waterfront Drive before finishing back at the parking lot in front of the store. Motorists should be prepared for street closures and detours, as well as for runners participating in the race. Eureka Police unveiled a new piece of equipment. Jordan Christmas has more.
DUI enforcement checkpoints conducted in Eureka will be brighter and more efficient now that the Eureka Police Department has used grant funding to purchase a new DUI checkpoint trailer. Using funding from the State Office of Traffic Safety, Eureka Police will have additional lighting and will serve as the operations center at active checkpoints. The trailer is equipped with lights, warning signs, generators, and flares, along with other equipment used by officers manning the checkpoint. The new trailer replaces the old trailer that was purchased with grant funding in 1998.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire crews battling the Valley Fire in Lake County, a blaze that's killed 4 people and destroyed thousands of homes and outbuilding, and at one point forced the evacuation of thousands of Lake County residents, is slowly being contained. Fire companies from across the state, including 5 engine companies from Humboldt County, have been dispatched to provide mutual aid. In addition to fire protection, law enforcement sends help to disaster areas as well, and that includes the CHP. Lieutenant Brett Fabry of the Garberville area said that units from across the region have been dispatched to help out.
We have people from my office in Garberville, Ukiah, Santa Rosa, Napa, and Williams are all involved in helping with road closures because, you know, this fire is burning on the Napa County side as well, and there's a evacuation center in Calistoga. We never planned for this, but, you know, we do have wildfires a lot in Northern California, and when they happen, it's, you know, all hands on deck.
Law enforcement provides both security to prevent looting and other crimes, but also to keep residents and others from entering dangerous areas, and that's not always welcome news to property owners.
We have roving patrols along with hard closures where we try to block off all the roads to allow for a fire department, but as well to protect those property owners. And I know that people want to go in and check their stuff, but we, you know, try to allow the fire department to do their job.
The Lake Fire stands at more than 80% containment, and evacuated residents have been allowed to return home. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.